Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the midday news for today. Thursday, May 9th, 2024.
News, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it...
I am Richie Farrell in the headlines.
And global.
United Workers Party deputy leader, attorney at law, and featured speaker at the DCHS graduation ceremony, Ronald Charles, congratulates the students on completing their high school studies. In sports news, national champion and Elias Jupi Knockout Cup champion departed for the first edition of the Le Express Desil Creole Basketball Championship 2024
it happened.
Qualifying round
regional
in Guadeloupe.
Only on Q95, the big station. Q95D.
And St. Lucia Fire Service personnel rushed 8 people to the hospital on Wednesday after a bus ran off the road at Vid Bouteille Castries, but the victim sustained non-life-threatening injuries. And UK's Ben Hutchin claims that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is ultimately responsible for Tory chaos and admitted that things don't look great for the Conservative Party at the moment. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. We'll be right back with more details after this.
Mom is not just mom. She's not the wake up at the crack of dawn, make breakfast type of mom. She's much more. We have great gifts to help you show your appreciation. Starting at $29 and unbeatable savings across the store. 25% off small appliances. 30% off rugs and accessories. Get her a new mattress and save 20% off the base. Plus, you can shop for her today and pay later. So, let's celebrate mom, because she's much more. Quartz, bringing value home.
And welcome back. Deputy leader of the United Workers Party, attorney at law, and featured speaker at the DCHS graduation ceremony, Ronald Charles encourages students to embrace the feeling of achievement in completing their high school studies. Charles advised the students to include a strong level of morality in their decisions and show appreciation to the Lord Jesus Christ for their achievements during their lives. The graduation ceremony was held on May 3rd, 2024.
You should feel empowered by this success. You should be motivated by the achievements. But even as you celebrate, it's an opportunity to reflect on how you get here. Reflect on the critical support from your parents. Think of the learning environment at community high school that imparted useful knowledge. The teachers who held your hands, assisted you with subject choices, guided you through your program, corrected you when you were wrong, and gave you advice when it mattered. Excellence is the pursuit of quality in one's work and effort, whether the culture recognizes it or not. But at the end of the day, success and excellence are matters of choice. Today's theme should remind you that you can succeed at whatever career you dream of having. In the old days, success meant that you had to be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, an engineer, or some other achievement that was a societal tradition. The world has changed. Digital technology has made a big difference, and international borders are less rigid. Everyone can access information on the internet. You can be successful at whatever you choose to do, and you can secure fame and happiness through any career choice. Only one caveat: you cannot do it without the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Deputy leader of the United Workers Party, attorney at law, and keynote speaker at the DCHS graduation ceremony, Mr. Ronald Charles. Minister for Community Development Greta Roberts has underscored the significance of councillors being effective and well-informed in governance and leadership, particularly in comprehending the laws and responsibilities outlined in legislation such as the LITA Act. She highlighted that the ministry's initiative to translate vision into action will prioritize improving efficiency within councils through educational programs and training.
This year, as we focus more deeply on moving from vision and plans, we are building on our gains, and we will place emphasis on enhancing efficiency within our councils through education and training. Councillors must be efficient and knowledgeable in matters of governance and leadership, community service, and understanding the council's laws and responsibilities under the LITA Act and other pieces of legislation. I am informed that recently councils met with the Solid Waste Management Corporation and Environmental Health Department to deepen collaboration on addressing the issue of derelicts, white goods, and single-use plastics. This type of effort must be sustained, and our councils have an important role to play. Councils must see themselves as government at the local level and be prepared to actively engage residents and, where necessary, to enforce the laws for the good governance and improvement of your municipalities, Kalinago Territory, and village districts.
That was Greta Roberts, the Minister for Community Development. President of the Dominica Public Service Union, DPSU, Steve Joseph, has expressed concern over the practical application of constitutional rights in the country. He suggests if individuals do not experience these rights in reality, they are merely symbolic. Joseph points to the decline in the enforcement of such rights in Dominica as evidence of their erosion. Furthermore, Steve Joseph highlights the welfare of public sector workers as a priority for the newly elected executive of the DPSU that is chosen during their biennial delegates conference this morning.
Public officers need to understand that where these things affect you personally, you have to be interested in your own welfare. So certainly that will be an agenda item for our new executive. But I think some very strong words is then encapsulated in our theme, that of rights, that of voice, and militancy. And I think you can do a thesis on any one of those, because they are very important words that can be explained and described and built upon. But I'm happy that we're linking the three, because I think the three, they are well correlated. And of course, having rights is good. It's important. The Constitution gives us certain rights, some certain freedoms, the right to freedom of association and the right to health and the right to free speech and a number of rights. But if one does not enjoy those rights, if one does not enjoy the rights practically in real terms, it means those rights are just on paper. They're just in the law. They're just in the Constitution. And we've seen some of those rights being deteriorated. It's not that they're not written there in the law.
Joseph asserts his belief in the strength of Dominica's Labour Code, noting robust provisions within the Public Service Act and regulations. However, he highlights gaps that he claims can be exploited for manipulation.
I think Dominica has a very good labor code. We have some very strong articles in the Public Service Act and the Public Service Commission regulation. But what we have are gaps that allow for manipulation. Take, for example, what you just raised about representation on the Public Service Commission. And that's another fight for the union. The dignity and sanctity of the Public Service Commission is a matter that we have to address. Because I think even that institution is under threat. But the gap there is process. In the process, it doesn't say how long that a recommendation made to the Prime Minister should be dealt with. And as such, When you do not have those boundaries, those limitations, someone with certain motives can decide that they delay. So your recommendations go forward, and that of the union takes months, not days or weeks, you know, months before a recommendation goes to the president for appointment.
Dominica Public Service Union President Steve Joseph. This is Q95 News. A new 24-hour surveillance system is set to be erected to monitor the activity of Dominica's Boiling Lake. The system will be installed by Picard Innovations Limited. The Boiling Lake has returned to average levels following its significant drop in March of 2024. Speaking at the awareness forum organized by the Office of Disaster Preparedness, the International Organization for Migration, and the UE Seismic Research Unit, the director of the UE Seismic Research Center, Dr. Irosilla Joseph, says the new system will significantly improve communication, monitoring, and response of members of the Seismic Research Unit and Dominican authorities.
We put in a measure of the monitoring camera so that we can help track it more regularly. And I know that there are guides who go on a fairly regular basis. So one of the things that we would like to have is a kind of communication that would help us, some sort of sharing, whether it is a WhatsApp group or something, set up with some of the tour guides who might be interested, so that we can share information on the lake as, you know, people visit, they may take a photo and would like to share, and then we can be able to share quickly, given that we now have access to this monitoring camera. If there are signs of unusual activity, then it can be communicated in a more rapid way. But the main gas that is normally emitted at the Boiling Lake is water vapor. You do have H2S, and that's when you get the rotten egg smell. But in general, staying for short periods at the lake, not a problem, because it is such an open and well-ventilated area. That's not a problem. The low levels of gas, the problem is when it starts to show unusual activity.
Director of the UE Seismic Research Center, Dr. Irosilla Joseph. Eastern Caribbean Automated Clearinghouse Services Incorporated, ECACHSI, has announced the appointment of Mr. Gordon Julian to its board of directors. Gordon Julian, currently serving as the general manager of the corporate services at Republic Bank EC Limited, brings extensive experience to his new role. Previously, he held the position of country head of St. Lucia since November 2019. With a distinguished career predominantly with Scotiabank, Julian boasts comprehensive branch and country management expertise. He commenced his journey with Scotiabank in 2004 as senior manager compliance, overseeing the compliance program across 9 Scotiabank countries. He later completed a 3-year management trainee program in Barbados and assumed roles as country manager in Antigua for over 5 years and in St. Kitts and Nevis for 2 years before joining Republic Bank in St. Lucia. Julian's background includes over 7 years as a bank examiner at the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, further enhancing his regulatory and compliance acumen. He holds a bachelor's degree in economics and accounting from the University of the West Indies Cave Hill campus and a master's degree in financial management from the University of London. Addressing the Youth Development Division's multidisciplinary leadership course graduation ceremony on Wednesday, Chief Youth Development Officer John Roach called upon the government to support the personnel development and leadership empowerment programs offered by the division. He emphasized the significance of these initiatives in Dominica's endeavors to create a more resilient nation. Roach highlighted the effectiveness of the division's courses in enhancing leadership skills within communities, particularly during challenging times.
In our efforts to build in a more resilient Dominica, I urge the government to pay more attention to these personal development and leadership empowerment programs of the Youth Development Division, which have proven to build leadership capacity in the communities especially during times of crisis. For resilience is not only defined by one's physical environment, but more importantly, by one's personal disposition and leadership capacity. I'm also imploring our young aspiring leaders to avoid the iron things leadership and adopt the we need each other leadership. The we need each other leadership is more conducive to building resilience. On behalf of the Ministry of Culture, Youth Sports and Community Development, I extend our gratitude to the tutors and facilitators who collaborated with the staff of the Youth Development Division to impart such knowledge and skills in leadership development to the young men and young women of the Southeast and the Western districts. You have made your contribution to building resilience in Dominica.
Chief Youth Development Officer John Roach. The United Nations Development Program, UNDP, unveiled its latest Human Development Report, HDR, for 2023-2024, titled Breaking the Gridlock, Reimagining Cooperation in a Polarized World. The report warns of a concerning trend. While the Global Human Development Index, HDI, is on track to reach new heights in 2023, following significant declines in 2020 and 2021, progress remains uneven and unequal, leaving the poorest nations behind. The HDR reveals that while affluent countries are experiencing unprecedented levels of human development, half of the world's poorest nations are still struggling to surpass their pre-crisis levels. This disparity exacerbates global inequalities, compounded by substantial economic concentration. Shockingly, nearly 40% of global trade in goods is monopolized by just three countries, and in 2021, the market capitalization of the three largest tech companies exceeded the gross domestic product of over 90% of countries. Head of the United Nations Development Program emphasized the urgent need for collective action to address this gridlock, which not only impedes human development, but also fuels political polarization and erodes trust in institutions. This is Q95 News. Now in sports news, the 2023 Dominica Amateur Basketball Association National Champion and 2024 Elias Dupe Knockout Cup Champion, the Dr. Darrow PSC Falcons, departed Dominica on May 8, 2024 for the first edition of the Le Express Desil Creole Basketball Championship 2024 qualifying round in Guadeloupe. The qualifying round is scheduled for May 8th to the 11th, 2024. This qualifying round will bring together senior men's teams from Dominica and Guadeloupe. The Dr. Darrow PSC Falcons will be coached by Levi Barron. Here are the names of the players who will participate in this qualifying round: Keijan Thomas, Cleve Bellot, Peter Ricketts, Ronnie McGlaw, Kiefer Francis, Yannick Regis, Edmund Williams, Meshack Dubule, Zach Bastian, Yawani Regis, Shema Felicit, Jacob Barry, Kirbin Nanthan, Jamal Peltier, Andel Olivachi, and Drichuan Lee. The territories of the maritime company, Le Express Desil, the main partner of the competition, will participate in the grand final in Dominica from August 20th to the 24th, 2024. DABA extends special commendations to the Office of the Prime Minister, Honorable Roosevelt Skerritt, Le Express Desil, and Whitchurch. Additionally, a special thank you to the teams, the fans of basketball, well-wishers, and other stakeholders for their invaluable contribution and amazing support. On Wednesday, St. Lucia Fire Service personnel rushed 8 people to the hospital after a bus ran off the road at Vid Butei Castries at about 4:28 p.m. Emergency responders learned of the incident near Peter and Company Auto. When they arrived, they discovered that the victims appeared to have sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the bus, which was heading towards Castries with employees of a local business establishment, declined emergency transportation to a medical facility. And now Ben Hutchin has admitted things do not look great for the Conservative Party at the moment in the United Kingdom. The newly re-elected Tees Valley mayor was asked if Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, was to blame. And he replied that ultimately it lies with Rishi. But added others were also to blame. In a BBC Tees interview, Lord Uchin warned colleagues to, open quote, stop messing about, end quote, by fighting each other. Ben Huchin said Rishi Sunak is to blame for the current Tory chaos.
Will Labour win the next election, do you believe?
I mean, I'm not a betting man, Amy, but you know, things don't look great for the Conservative Party at the moment. But I don't disagree with Paul. There is still a way through, but that way through is getting narrower by the day. And so I think there's a bit of disaffection generally with politics. They see the government is not very good at the minute. They're not really delivering, but they don't necessarily see the Labour Party as a fantastic alternative. And so I think what Paul's trying to get at there is if the government actually got on and delivered some real things and showed themselves to be competent and did the things that people wanted them to, then there is a way through to be able to get some of that respect back, some of that some of that confidence back from the public and to help reduce what is a very large gap at the minute. But like I said, every day that window is getting smaller and ultimately the government need to get on and start delivering.
Is Rishi to blame for that or can Mr Sunak reverse that poll?
I mean, ultimately, it always rests on the shoulders of the leader, right? All responsibility goes back to the top. It's the same in my job as well. Ultimately, you're the one responsible for it. But there are lots of people who are involved in the problems with the Conservative Party. I mean, it's a bit of chaos at the minute, right, isn't it? There's lots of people fighting with each other in the Conservative Party. There are defections going on. And ultimately, the public do not vote for parties who are not united and are not presenting a united front and also aren't talking to the public. If they're fighting with each other like rats in a sack, instead of saying to the public, this is what we're going to do for you, that doesn't win elections. So obviously, it ultimately lies with Rishi, but there are lots of people who need to get their act together, stop messing about and start talking to the public about what they can offer them rather than just fighting with each other.
And that's the midday news. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP Deputy Leader, Attorney at Law and featured speaker at the DCHS graduation ceremony.
Happens.
Ronald Charles Happens. Congratulates the students on completing their high school studies.
Global. Only.
In sports news, United. National champion and Elias Dupi Knockout Cup champions departed for the first edition of the Le Express Desil Creole Basketball Championship 2024 qualifying round in Guadeloupe. St. Lucia Fire Service personnel rushed 8 people to the hospital on Wednesday after a bus ran off the road at Vid Bouteille Castries, but the victims sustained non-life-threatening injuries.
Wherever.
And UK's Ben Huchin claims that Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is ultimately responsible for the Tory chaos and admitted that things do not look great for the Conservative Party at the moment. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q90.